Because reading is what?
Fundamental.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Do You Read BTS? I'm Lisa.
And I'm DeLizay. Welcome back, guys. So this week we did a Namjoon story, and it's called Daddy's Home. Yes. And it's by Bad Busan Bitches Only on Wattpad. It's spelled BadBusanBxTchesOnly on Wattpad. Alright, so let's get into it.
Okay, guys, in the beginning of this story, we have a girl. Her name is Harlow, but they call her Harley. So, Harley is actually waking up from a dream. Matter of fact, what she does is she at the beginning of the story, she's taking care of them kids. There's two kids. One name, what's the name, Jin and...
Yeah, Jin and Jay. It's Sujin and Jason.
And the little girl is the oldest. I think she's like 7, and the little boy is like 4. So she's their nanny. She takes care of them. She gets them. This is in the beginning of the story. She's putting them to bed. So she puts them in the bed, and then like she lays on the couch, and like she dozes off. And when she has this story, it's kind of like a wet dream, honey. So she having this wet dream about Namjoon, because in the story, I think that him and his wife that he is really with in the story is arguing in the dream. Do that make sense? So what's happening is that wife is saying, oh, do you want Harley? If you want Harley, go get her. You and her both can get out my house. And then Namjoon tells, oh, we not good anyway. And yes, I want Harley. How about that? You want to hear it like that? There it goes. I want to sleep with her. I want to do all kind of things to her. How about that? And then he goes to Harley, and he start like kissing on her and all this good stuff. And she's like, no, we can't do this. And then he was like, wow, we're getting a divorce anyway. We're not going to be together anyway. Just let it happen. And then they start doing other things, and she wakes up from that dream. So when she wakes up from that dream, it's the morning. So she knows she has to get up, get the kids ready for the day, get their breakfasts going and everything. And at that time when like they're like eating, like they're getting finished and she's cleaning up and everything, here comes Namjoon and his wife. Wife storms in, goes to the back room, like, don't even say hey to the kids.
Don't even say hey. She just, anyway, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, like she don't pay no attention to them kids. She goes straight to the back room and do whatever she needed to do. And Namjoon is like, he stops, he talks to the kids, kiss up, and love on that. Love on them kids, and then start talking to Harley, and just basically just telling her that they didn't have a good trip. That they basically start arguing over nothing, and I guess the discussion kind of came up where she's not really involved with kids. The mom's not involved with the kids like that. And so Harley suggested to him, you need to take her on a good vacation, because I think what they just came off from was a business trip, because they have a business together. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I think they had just come off the trip. I think they were on a business trip. And it didn't go well, and he was just kind of over it. But he's also over it because, like, the relationship is not doing good. It's pretty much failing horribly. And he's kind of tired of trying because, you know, he really loves this girl, and she's just not doing it for him.
Right. Like, he's trying all he can try with this girl. Girl, I'm sorry. You know I'm watching these music videos, and I'm so distracted because I'm watching Fire, and Namjoon got this mint green hair that I love so much.
I know you love that hair.
And them blue jean shorts.
It is so funny because that's one of the styles I did not care for. I didn't care for it.
I feel like nobody cared for that sound, but I loved it on him. I don't know why. It was a whole vibe for me. I don't know.
Oddly enough, though, I really liked it in Itaewon Class. I really liked it on Boy, because it's the same style.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. And it was way before then. So. Mm-hmm.
He was ahead of his time.
Yeah, and blonde hair Jin.
Blonde hair Jin.
This was the best blonde hair Jin. Like, Jin had been blonde before, but.
And it hasn't been like that since.
It's not the same cut. Nope. It's not the the undercut going. Okay. Anyway, sorry, y'all. Back to the
song. Right. That was. We just gotta say that was a look. Okay.
Yes, such a look. Anyway, so and I kind of wish they would go back to this look a little bit.
Me too.
Like the tight jeans, the ripped jeans. And so,
the whole aesthetic was like super dope. I just the stuff now is different.
Yes. Yeah, but I'd rather them wear this than them loose pants they be wearing, honey. Mm-hmm. Maybe they got more men junk more than then. Oh. And they can't wear them tights. They can't wear them tight jeans no more.
Maybe. Maybe.
Okay, sorry, y'all. Sorry, y'all. Okay, back to the story. All right, so Harley is telling Namjoon, okay, you need to take her on a vacation. Talk to her about, you know, y'all and everything. Get good with her and then introduce the kids into the situation. Mm-hmm. Because Namjoon was complaining that she is not there for them kids like she needs to be. Mm-hmm. And the kids at this point know it.
Mm-hmm. The little boy seems like he, like, because he's so young, he's mm-hmm. still kind of in it. And, you know, that's his mommy. Little girl is not having it. She like, yeah, okay.
Right. Well, I feel like the little boy don't know, but he knows when not to mess with mommy.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Namjoon says, you know what? You're right. I'm going to do that. So, that's what he did. He got his stuff. He packed his stuff and the wife's stuff, took her on that trip. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Dave.
So, when they get back, nothing has really changed. Things are still pretty much the same, and he's still pretty unhappy in the marriage, and he's like venting all of this to Harley, and she pretty much tells him at a point in the story that she's there for him and the family like as much as they need, that she got them or whatever. So
well when that happened, remember she stormed in the door that again, mm-hmm. and she was screaming, oh, you're trying to say I'm a bad mom. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So yeah, mm-hmm.
she like anything set her off. She was just not here for any of it.
Well, we know why now.
Well, yeah, so
but we'll tell y'all in a minute.
Yeah, we just gonna get right into that part. So homegirl, what was her name? G1? Something like that.
I think
so. Wait, is this the story that they had been trying to get pregnant again? She said she
no.
That was the other story.
Yeah, she wasn't trying to get pregnant. She wouldn't even let Namjoon, like, every time Namjoon tried to touch her, like, he tried to love on his wife, she was not having it.
Okay.
And even when she was trying to have it, like, even when he was, like, when they were in a decent place and he would, like, try to kiss on her. And he was, like, because remember it was a part in the story, he was, like, oh, he wanted to, like, have sex with her. And she was, like, oh, I really want to, but I can't.
Yeah, she was, like, low-key repulsed by him, which is so crazy because, like, girl. And then, mm-hmm. so come to find out, guys, homegirl was dealing with the married man. She ended up getting pregnant by this married man.
Mm-hmm.
And Namjoon ended up finding out about it. So he was...
Well, Namjoon found out because the nanny found out.
Right. So now everybody knows what's going on, but, you know, things were not good. So Namjoon's like, we're not doing this. So he plans on filing for divorce and things like that, but then they end up moving out to a house, like a new house. So he
did we mention she was pregnant?
Yeah, I mentioned she was pregnant.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah, so they moved to a new house. He takes the kids because she wasn't really trying to deal with them like that. And they were to set up kind of like an agreement for her to see them and all this other stuff. So in the process of them moving to this new house, Nam June's like, hey, why don't you just move in with us? Because we're going to need all the help that we can get, especially now, because I'm going to be a single dad for the most part. Like, I need to make sure that the kids are still taken care of. At this point, the kids are like, they love Harley. They love her so much. They don't even really, I don't want to say they're not fazed by the fact that their mom's not there, but they're like low key not fazed for real.
Well, they used to their mama not being there.
Exactly. Which is so sad because she would be in the home, but she just wasn't present.
Right.
So, and they're young.
Like, they'd be outside, right, they'd be outside playing on the playground, and the only people out there with them is Harley and the dad.
So, they move into this new house. Sounded beautiful. Harley had her own little space. You know, the kids had their space. They were getting acquainted and all of that. Harley and her dad are super close, so she tells her dad, like, what's going on and all this stuff. But he's, like, kind of noticing, like, something's up. What's going on? Homegirl got feelings for Nam June.
Yep.
And it's becoming a thing. And at this at this time, when Nam June is going through all this stuff, she's like, I'll be, you know, you can count on me for anything. I literally mean anything. And
anything.
And
I mean, and she kept saying, I mean anything.
Anything. Like, kids are not, like, we, whatever you need, sir, you let me know, I will be there in a
I'm
hurry.
I'm here to service you. I'm here to service you.
Yep.
Oh, what? What's the TikTok? I'm here to please you, baby. She was like, if you ever did that.
So, he takes her up on that offer a few times, and things pop off, and now she's really in her feelings about this man, but he's, like, low-key kind of feeling some things, but isn't really sure what he's feeling at this time for her.
Right, because he loved his wife so much, even though he found out she was, like, we didn't mention, but Nam June been knowing about this woman cheating on him for a long time.
Yep.
And he just kind of just swept it under the rug because he loved her that much.
Didn't he think one of the kids wasn't his?
Oh, she didn't know. She didn't even know.
Yeah.
She thought the youngest boy was the man she cheated on.
Yeah.
She thought that was his son, because when she caught him, when the nanny, Harley, caught her talking to that man, she heard her say, well, she... that he might not even be Nam June's baby. He might be your baby.
A mess.
And Nam June knew it the whole time. And when Nam June was talking to Harley, he was like, I already knew that. I've been had him tested. He is mine.
That's so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And through all that, he's still trying to love that woman.
Right. So he was going through it because he couldn't understand his feelings with Harley. And then he couldn't understand why he was feeling the way he was feeling for his wife, soon-to-be ex-wife.
Right. And so, which got complicated because they started to mess around and things like that. So it just got, and they got closer and they were talking and things like that. So it just got a lot more complicated than it probably should have been as he's trying to prepare for this divorce and really be, like, single. So his brother...
Well, when he was... go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, no. Go ahead. Sorry.
Nope. You was about to say it. Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
So it's his brother, right? Jin is his brother in this? I mean, not Jin.
Wow. No.
His brother. I don't remember his name. But he was talking to his brother about it. And his brother flat out was like, you don't need to be messing with this girl at all. You need to cut this off. You need to let it be, because you're still trying to deal with some real stuff and you haven't handled what's going on. And now you're about to throw somebody else into the mix when you don't even know where you at right now.
Right.
So he's like, yeah, I think you're right, blah, blah, blah. And the other line, too, homegirl was telling her friends about what was going on. And her friends was like, girl, don't do it. Like, you got to let this go, because at the end of the day, this man is still married and he's still trying to get his stuff together. She's like, yeah, I know. But it never really, like, I mean, it did stick eventually, but during this time, it didn't stick.
Right, because the time that like, when his brother was telling him, Nam June, that, Nam June was like, yeah, I'm going to talk to her. But every time he would try to talk to her, they would end up having sex.
Yep. Didn't that sound like, what's we call it, JK and Myeon?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it just accidentally happened.
Yeah, I'm like, okay. All right.
Yeah, so, yeah, they just kept getting caught up. And then they went to that office, and she went to tell him that, like, they don't need to be doing that and all that stuff. And then they end up having sex in the office. Yep.
Right in the office on top of that damn desk.
Mm-hmm.
The desk and the walls. Always get the business.
The desk and the walls, yes.
Always get the business.
The walls are my favorite.
Man, same. Same. Okay, go ahead.
So as time goes by, she talking to her daddy. She telling her daddy everything about how she felt with Namjoon, how she slept with him. All this. She close to her daddy like she go.
Mm-hmm.
Her daddy.
Mm-hmm. You right.
It's so funny because I was listening to the podcast earlier, and you said in the podcast, you was like, we're probably going to be mentioning this story in like all of our podcasts.
Every single one.
And we do.
Yeah, we do. We do.
So anyway, so they're really, really close, and she's telling her dad all this stuff on how she feel about Namjoon, and she's super, like, into him, and they got the kids. They're like a perfect little family, but her daddy was like, you need to stop. And she's like, what am I supposed to do? Because I think her dad is like a therapist or something. And then she was like, what am I supposed to do? He was like, date other people. Yep. So she was like, you know what? My dad's right. I'm gonna go on a dating site. So she went on a dating site, y'all know how I swipe left, swipe right. And she ended up finding JB.
Uncle JB.
Girl, not the Uncle JB.
And he was so cute. Just such a pure soul.
Girl, he was so good to her, too.
So good.
Like, I thought he was going...
Me, too.
I kept thinking that he was going to hurt her in
some
way.
So, okay, I'm going to just tell you how I thought about it. I uh-huh. kept thinking, like, it was going to be one of two things. Because I was like, he just seems too good to be true. So I kept thinking that JB was either... the mom's like extra family, like her mom's family, yeah. Or that.
Oh yeah, I thought that because when he said when she, okay, we haven't got to this part yet, so I'm not even gonna say it. Go ahead, Jay.
Okay, or that he was the guy that Namjoon's wife got pregnant by. Like, I knew that wasn't his name, but I just remember further in the story, the little girl, when they finally did meet up with the mom and the little girl was staying with her, she was like, is that man gonna be there? So I kept thinking, like, yo, what if this is the guy that her mom has been dealing with and this is her boyfriend? Like, wouldn't that be crazy?
Well, let me tell you what I thought, but I'm gonna tell y'all why I thought this first. Okay, so we have mentioned with Harley's mother has never been in her life.
Mm-hmm.
That is why she's so close to the kids, because she understands what it is to really not have a present mother.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know if she thought her mom left or she died. I think she thought she just left.
Mm-hmm.
But Harley's mom started trying to come back in her life in this story, and she really don't want to deal with her, but then she starts to a little bit. And the reason I say that about JB is I thought that JB might have been her brother.
I did too, because she had an extra family, I think. She had siblings that she hadn't met yet.
Yeah. Right. And he was like, when she was telling him, because at this time she's now dating JB, and she's telling him about her mom, and she told her that her name is Jay. He was like, oh, her name is Jay? Mm-hmm. So when she said, oh, her name is Jay, I was like, oh, do he know her?
Girl.
Like, does that sound familiar to him? Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I know exactly what you mean. But
that never happened.
It
y'all.
Never...
It was the drama that we were looking for.
Yeah, it never happened, which is good because it kept the story so, like, cute and wholesome. But I'm like, dang, uh-huh. Have we really read that many stories where shit just goes left really fast that we can't appreciate something that's really just good? I really did. The whole time I kept thinking, like, he was out to get her. The fact that...
Because he was too good to be
He
true.
Was. So, also story, guys. JB works for a company that ends up being in contract with Namjoon's company. And they make this huge deal, and everybody's going to make a crap ton of money, and it's like a thing. But he didn't at the time know that Harley worked for Namjoon, and that Namjoon, that Harley worked for Namjoon, and that that was who she was, that's who, wow, why can't I not talk? JB did not know that Harley's boss and kids that she was taking care of was Namjoon. And Namjoon didn't know until a little bit later that JB was Harley's boyfriend. So then Namjoon kept thinking, like, yo, I think something's up. Like, I think he might be using you to get to me. I think, like, I don't know if he's a good guy. You need to be aware of him. And the whole time I'm like, yeah, he might be right. You need to be aware of him. Like, and it wasn't like that. He was just genuinely a good dude that just loved the mess out this girl. So cute.
And he really did love her.
Yeah, he really did.
He treated her so good.
And he called her princess. So cute.
Yes. Yeah, I love JB. Speaking of JB, let me just say this. I have heard his solo album, and it is good.
I haven't listened to the album, but I heard a song, and I was like, okay, I got to go get the album.
It's very R&B. It's very R&B. It's very, very R&B. And what made me listen to, I like GOT7. You know, I always love GOT7.
Yeah.
So then once I started listening to JB, I was like, well, wait a minute. Does I think it's a Youngum, however way you say it. Mm-hmm. He has an album out too, and it is even better.
Really?
Yes, it is so good. I'm telling you, it's R&B.
I'm going to have to check it out. R&B. Yeah, I'm going to have to check it out.
It is so good. Yes, it is so good. Like, so good that my sister was like, what is this? Like, you know, she, like, don't even pay attention to K-pop. She hear me talking about it. She hear a little bit of it, but she don't pay no attention. But when she heard that, she was like, oh, what is this? Because it was more R&B, her vibe.
Yeah. I'm going to have to check it out. Because that song that I heard, I was like, yep, I'm sold.
Oh, yeah.
I'm here for it.
Oh, yeah. They are good. They're good. But anyway, back to the story. Yes, he was so in love with her. Mm-hmm. Like, he was, like, so sweet and so nice to her.
And he took things slow. Like, he wasn't trying to rush her. He, like, he wanted, I don't think they kissed until he was certain that she was going to be his. Like, he wasn't, he was trying to take things as slow as possible. And it was just so heartwarming because it's just like, this is so precious. And something that they talked about when they first met was the fact that people always are just kind of after him for one thing and don't really get to know him. And she was like, well, you know, I'll get to know you, blah, blah, blah. And then they like blossom in this beautiful romance. So.
Why?
JB and Harley are in a whole relationship. Namjoon's noticing that she's been going out and all this and like, dating him, but he had never seen who this guy was, so he'd been going to work not knowing that this is the man that's been taking his nanny out.
Right, but he been knowing that, okay, now she asking off for dates.
Yep.
And now she's going on dates, and now I'm a little bit
jealous. Yep. He started to feel some type of way about the situation, and now he had to really sit there and unpack these feelings.
Right. So, anyway, her and JB are going really strong. Like, she's starting to, like, really have feelings for JB. Like it's getting great. Like, they are now sleeping with each other. They have good sex, too. You know? And I'm trying to think.
So, I mean, it kind of skips a little bit, but in perfect fashion, as stuff is going correctly and everything's going right, here comes Namjoon and realizing some things.
And then when it really happens, that's when they start figuring out that JB and Namjoon are business partners. And Harley end up going to, like, Harley go to Namjoon's office. Let's just skip and go there.
Okay, yes, let's go there.
Harley going to Namjoon's office. Harley tells him, okay, me and you got some unresolved issues that we need to solve. Like, I like JB, and that's where I want to be. What's wrong with you? Like, why you acting different? Namjoon tell her, girl, I love you. I know how to tell you at first because what I was going through, but I've been loving you longer than I knew I did. And I know this sounds selfish, but I want you to myself. And she started crying. And she was like, well, it can't happen because I'm with JB. And I want JB, and he's everything I need, blah, 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 blah. So she goes to walk away. He says, do you still love me? And she couldn't say nothing, but yes, because she still did love him.
Right, because there was this one day that she was going up to the office, and she was going to tell him that she was in love with him. But that didn't end up happening. So, yeah, so they're having this whole emotional conversation about how he's in love with her and how she's in love with him. And as they open the door.
Yeah, because she's getting out now because she still want to be with JB.
Right.
So she basically still saying, but that's my man. That's who I want to be with.
Mm-hmm.
I have feelings for JB, strong feelings for JB.
Mm-hmm.
So as she going to open that door, guess who's standing there?
Uncle JB.
JB. Not Uncle JB, though.
I will never be able to call him anything else. I'm sorry. I can't.
Get ready to say he will forever be Uncle JB.
Always. I don't care how many stories I read with him in it. He's always going to be Uncle JB from here on out.
Right, for real.
I know it's silly.
It's not silly. I just got to thinking about Uncle JB and the other story.
Yeah, he was a mess. A mess.
Yeah, JB was standing by the door and he hears everything that is said. And JB is just so sweet that he sees her crying. He's like, baby girl, don't cry. What's wrong? Whatever, let me take you home. He heard everything. Now, if that was me and I would have heard everything, I would have been like, bitch, you on your own.
Man. And he was so cool about it. Like, all right,
he was just so cool about it.
He said, well, I got a meeting to handle real quick. I got some business with Namjoon real quick. But you go in the car and then I'll take you home. Like, just a perfect gentleman.
Right. And he go in the office. Namjoon tighten his little, tie. And because he was like looking shocked too. And then he was like, man, I'm sorry you had to hear that. He was like, we're here to talk about business. We'll talk about that later.
Right now,
it's all about the money. Okay. Let's talk about this money first.
Just a good guy.
Right. So they talk about what they need to talk about because they not finna lose no money over no relationship.
Nope.
Like, so they get their little business talk out the way, what they gonna be squared away. And then they say, and then JB like, now what is it about you and Harley?
Right.
And he was just telling him, oh, I got feelings for her, whatever. And I didn't know I had these feelings until now, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, well, I'm going to need you to not have feelings for my girlfriend because I love her very much.
Right.
So, and at this time, JB didn't even tell her that he loved her yet.
Right.
So, he was just like, tell him, like, you need to get your stuff resolved or whatever because I really want to be with her or whatever. And Namjoon didn't have no choice but to respect what the man was saying.
Right. He came at him, like, super respectful and was just like, hey, man, this is my girl. Like, I need you to chill. What do you say to that?
Right.
What do you say to that? So,
right.
Yeah.
So, if this was at Motorsport, honey, they would have both had guns out.
Girl, would have been popping off right in the office. For sure.
Okay, anyway. So he leaves, go take Harley home. Harley just basically just an emotional wreck right now. Because realistically, she is really torn.
Right.
She really do love Namjoon. But she got some feelings, strong feelings for JB too. So JB pretty much, they like ride solid all the way home. She crying the whole way there. They get there, then he's just like pretty much being so nice and gentle and nice with her and just telling her, you need to figure out your feelings. We need to just separate for a little bit. You need to figure yourself out on what you're going to do and then we'll talk after that. And he told her he loved her that night. And that made it worse.
Right, because then she was like, crap, now I'm really screwed.
Right.
But he told her he would be there. He said he wouldn't be there for like a super long time, but he would wait for, you know, a good little chunk. So during all this time when she's in a relationship and everything's kind of going and all this, the mom, G1, the kid's mom, starts to come back in the picture, and she wants to like try to spend more time with the kids and kind of explain herself to Jenny, because she's like, you know, I feel like I owe her an explanation because there's this new baby that's about to be here. So she's like, I want to try to like mend things. Because every time that they've tried to go out and meet up with her, she either doesn't show up, or if she shows up, she's like hella hours late.
Right.
So now she's actually really trying to take the initiative because she feels bad for how she's been handling things in the past. So she takes the kids for like a weekend, and it's supposed to be just 2 days. And Jenny's like, it's just 2 days, right? To Namjoon. And he's like, yeah, it's only going to be 2 days, whatever. So then... while they're on that time with the mom calls Namjoon and is asking him to let Jenny stay an extra day, but let the son go back with him. She's pissed. She is not happy about it at all. She's like, you promised. You said it was only going to be 2 days, all this other stuff. So they end up having a spa day. They kind of get to know one another again. And Jenny starts to kind of warm up to her mom again. So they have that whole moment, which things are like, going in the right direction for them. Harley's mom is now back in the picture as well, and she's, you know, trying to be there and all that for that lost time. And so now they're at the point where she's wanting to introduce her to the other kids as well, so that they can kind of be like a family. The dad's aware of everything. She explained the whole situation. So pretty much what happened was, she got pregnant. Her parents were like not having that. They were like, you do this, you won't have any money, you won't do anything. They were going to pretty much disown her. So she had to make the choice to either go with her family or lose everything that she, you know, quote unquote had. And she chose to stay with her like parents and stuff. So that's why she wasn't around.
And what would you do in that situation?
You know, I feel like I would go with my kid. Like, I don't know if I would not be able to go with my kid.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems like that would be a very hard decision to, like, not a hard decision, but it would seem like it would be hard to just be like, oh, yeah, no, F that kid. I'm going to go over here and live comfortably. Because just the...
Right, because they was living in the States right here, right?
Yeah, they're in the States. Yeah, they're in the States in the story.
Oh, baby, you could have got financial aid.
I mean, like, there's just so much stuff that could have been done. So it's just kind of like, I don't know if I could do that. I don't know. I know there's people out there that do, but I just don't know if I could.
Right.
So...
I mean, not be totally at her life.
Not like, completely. Yeah, like 20, I think she said it was like 25 years or something like that, that she had not heard from this woman.
Right. And the daddy like, I don't really blame her, blah, blah, blah. No, girl, I would be mad.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Even after she explained herself, it was just kind of like, yeah, okay, but like, what the heck, man? You could have called, you could have texted, you could have sent a carrier pigeon or something. Like, damn. So all those relationships are being, you know, I just realized this story didn't have other BTS members in it, did it?
Uh-uh.
No, sure didn't.
It had other artists in it.
Yeah, but not any other BTS members.
Well, she said in the beginning of the book that it wouldn't be.
Oh, right. But yeah, so that's what the story is with that. So now we're at the place where Harley is trying to make this decision about what she wants to do. She moves out of Namjoon's house and goes back home with her dad because she really wants to take the time to really think about this and decide what she's going to do. And so during that time, you know, the kids are looking for her, but she kind of explains that she's at her dad's. And they try to kind of like leave her as much of alone as they can. JB hits her.
They went to Korea, right?
They did.
They were in Korea.
Yeah, they were in Korea. So JB hits her up one day and it makes her decision even harder because he's such a sweetheart. And then Namjoon hits her up one day which also makes it hard. So she's like still battling the decision. I think it's been a few weeks because when she, by the time she talked to JB, I think it had been like maybe a week or two. And so she had asked him to give her another week and he was cool with it. He's like, yeah, take all the time you need.
Right. Yeah. A sweetie.
A sweetie. Like just so wholesome. This whole time I thought he had something, like, I thought he had it out for this girl.
But what happened with Namjoon? Because she had a conversation with Namjoon, and that pretty much decided for her.
Okay. So her phone rang, and it was Jenny. And she was like, hey, I just wanted to talk to you. Daddy left his phone, blah, 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 blah. And so they were still in Korea. And she was just telling her that she missed her. And I do remember at a point she said, why don't you want to be with daddy? Because when she was introducing the kids to her boyfriend, they were like, who's this man? And she was just kind of like, this is my boyfriend. And then the little girl was like, oh, I thought, never mind. Because she thought that she wanted to be with Namjoon because everybody could see it. So, he gets to the phone. Oh, and the little girl says,
will you be with my daddy or something?
Yeah, because she's like, will you be with him because he loves you? And he was telling our grandma how much he loves you and how you take care of us and all this other stuff. And she asked him what he really felt for her. And he flat out told her, like, I'm falling in love with you. I want to be with you. I want to show you that I can love you like no one else can, and I just hope that you're willing to give me the chance and all this. And she says, thanks so much, and immediately calls JB. So they meet up to talk. That's kind of where that part ends, and then it flash forwards to, like, what, years, is it a year or two later? A couple of years later, you're right, because she's pregnant, and the kid, I think the little girl's like 13.
Baby, she is, first of all, she is pregnant with baby number two.
Right,
She already had one of his babies.
Yeah, so long story short, she ends up choosing Namjoon. They do their thing. They're living happily. They have kids. They have the kids that were already there. They're living their best lives. And they kind of, like, live happily ever after. The mom is involved, like, a lot more. Harley's mom's involved a lot. Like, they're just living peacefully and happily in their lives.
But you know the crazy thing about it is that mama, Jiwoo or whatever, Jiwon, whatever her name is, she's still weren't married to that man
still,
yet.
Because he was still married, wasn't he?
I think so.
Yeah, he was with his baby wife. And
everything. Yeah. See, yeah. He did leave his wife. They were living together.
Oh, that's right. But they never got married.
June gave her that darn house.
That's right.
Baby, you ain't finna get no house with no other man with me.
He was living his best life. He didn't care about that house. He did not care about that house. He was not worried about it. He got his woman, and he was happy.
That's true.
But, yeah, so that's pretty much how the story ends.
Yeah, it does kind of go back and talk about JB's
point of view.
Mm-hmm. But it's still the same thing. Still the same outcome.
And then if you were curious, like, what would it have been like if she chose JB? The author gives you that. There's an extra chapter where she gives you what would have happened if she went with JB. And it's still just as cute. It is. I was so curious as I was reading it. I'm like, is she going to choose Namjoon or is she going to choose JB? And then as I was reading the story, I was like, she definitely chose Namjoon.
Right. But I love the way she made you think about that because you wanted to. I felt like I was torn reading it.
I was too.
I felt like she wanted us to feel how Harley felt in that story.
Yeah, mission accomplished, because it's exactly how I felt. I was like, dang, I don't know.
Real.
These both the guys
great. I was in here like, I love them both.
Right? And then I remember at one point she was like, why can't I just have them both? Let's just be in a poly relationship. I was like, yes, girl, you better say that. Like,
for real.
Neither one of them probably would have been with it. I don't know. JB seems like he was an open-minded guy. He might have. He might have been with it.
I don't know. I feel like JB was very much, I'm going to keep you to myself type person.
Yeah, they both was pretty much like that.
Very possessive.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, that's how it ends. And it gives you the alternate ending if you want to read that. So it was a great story. How did you feel about it?
I loved it. And I'm so mad that we did not read it sooner because you've been reading this story since a year ago.
Yeah.
And so it was so cute. It was full of fluff. It did have smut in it. Not a whole lot. Well, it did kind of like a good fair share of smut in it.
It was balanced.
Right. It was good, though. The smut was good. The storyline was good. I loved how it just ended up. I felt like I was torn both ways because we like both characters, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, honey, it ain't that like daddy.
Girl. Once I got past the fact that they were not out to get old girl, I was really torn too.
Because
mm-hmm. I was like, the whole time I kept thinking about the fact that, you know, so a lot of the stories that we read, they're pretty predictable. Like, you can guess mm-hmm. what's going to happen next. And mm-hmm. this one, I really wasn't sure what was going to happen just because of how it was written. It was very kind of like, wow, this could really go either way. Like, I'll be happy anyway this works out because both guys were great.
Right.
Both situations, she wasn't going to be, like, losing anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I liked it for that.
Yeah, it was good. I loved it. What'd you think?
I love the story. I started reading the story, like Lisa said, a while ago. And I had been talking about this story forever, and it wasn't updated. Mm-hmm. It wasn't finished yet, but now it is complete, and I finally got her to read it. And it's just so funny, because normally I'm not the one to reach out to authors like that, but as I was reading the story, I reached out to them and let them know, like, hey, y'all, I really am enjoying the story. Like, y'all are doing y'all's thing. This is such a good, it's such a cute story. So I absolutely loved it. It was so cute. It was so fluffy. It definitely had me guessing. It had me questioning what was going to happen next, which I loved because I didn't have to be like, oh, well, this is going to happen. Oh, I see this coming, because everything I thought was going to happen didn't, which right. I'm grateful for, because that would have made a crazy story.
Right.
But I loved it. I thought it was so good.
I know, and I ain't lying. I was mad. I was looking for that next sequel, honey, because I wanted to know. I still wanted to read some more, and I just knew. I thought I had heard you say it was a sequel to this book.
Oh, I don't.
But I was just hoping. I didn't even want to ask you. I just was hoping that it was there.
Nah, girl.
And it wasn't. Yeah. It wasn't. But it's okay. It was really good. I enjoyed it.
For sure.
So, yeah.
Loved it. Great, great story. The next story that we will be doing will be a Hobie story. We Hobie. Actually have already selected it, so we'll share that with you guys here shortly so you can read along with us if you like. As usual, you guys can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. Well, I mean, we're not really on YouTube like that no more, but a page still exists, so go for it. if you have any recommendations, or just anything you want to tell us, like, you can email us at durebuts@yahoo.com. Probably holding off on the recommendations maybe for a little bit. I don't know. We have a crap ton, so we're still trying to get through those.
Right.
So, but yeah, thanks guys for joining us for another episode.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.